This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Do I know what I'm doing? Who let this guy in here? Do you know what I'm doing?
I don't know.
Nobody knows what I'm doing.
Does Mike know what I'm doing? Can Mike hear me?
I think Mike can hear you.
Okay, groovy.
Perhaps he can't. We'll have to ask him again later.
Okay.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the old graybeard edition on Monday night. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me it's...
Nobody.
And we're here, and this is where we are.
It's true.
If we weren't here,
we'd be somewhere else.
We'd be somewhere else. That's right. Just by logic, right? If we weren't here, we'd be somewhere else.
Pretty much, unless we were nowhere.
Well, right. If we were nowhere, then we'd be Schrodinger's hosts. Right? We're only here if we're observed.
Nobody can be nowhere.
Nobody can be nowhere. It's true. This is Free Talk Live. If you want to join the conversation, you may dial 603-283-6160. Again, the number is 603-283-6160. Operators are standing by. Actually, that's not true. It's kind of an automated system that is standing by for your call. So if you'd like to join the conversation, what are we going to talk about tonight, Nobody? Well, I brought in some stuff for show prep, as I normally do. And here's just a few of the things that are on the list. COVID test center torched.
Yay!
Yeah, it's kind of difficult to say that one. COVID test center torched. There's a lot of sibilance going on in that one.
It's true. It's true.
But
a lot of sibilant rivalry.
It turns out that over there in Holland, on the first day of the newly imposed curfew, that protesters torched a COVID test center.
All right.
I thought that'd be fun.
Nice.
Also from the left coast, the great northwest, if you will, which is a beautiful area of the country, if you ever get out there. It is gorgeous when it's nice. Apparently there was some sort of a thing going on. Some police were called to a scene, and a crowd sort of gathered round the police car. Perhaps they were, hitting their fists upon the car, that type of a thing. So the officer in said car, mind you, the car is surrounded, decided to just gun it and plow through the crowd.
Huh.
Running over at least one person. But, you could tell that, a bunch of people, it was kind of like the parting of the Red Sea. There's a video on this particular article, and so, the cop gunned it, and everybody just sort of, mysteriously moved out of the way. But whoever was in front of the car, a couple people were injured, went to the hospital, that type of thing, and at least one person was run over. It doesn't appear as if anybody died, ironically. But we can talk more about that as well.
It doesn't appear as if any of them died ironically, or ironically, it doesn't appear that any of them died.
It doesn't appear as if any of them died, comma, ironically.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. How is...
Get a good one, man. Get a good one.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That's good stuff, man.
Oh, jeez. That ear.
That ear is really good.
Oh.
I haven't had ear like that since back in the day, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I was just choking on
the sweet air of freedom.
It could be that, or I don't know. I don't know if it was the right use of ironic. Was it ironic that they didn't die? Yeah. Or
I rarely use the word ironically in its appropriate sense. Ironically.
Oh, isn't that ironic? Don't you think?
What's
a little too ironic? Yes, I really do think.
Coincidentally.
Coincidentally, okay.
Coincidentally, it's not ironic.
Okay.
Yeah. Or ironically, it's not coincidental. I'm not sure which one we're in right now.
It could be. It could be.
Going on, California, apparently. Surprise, Biden's in office now, so why not? They lifted their statewide curfew and stay-at-home order.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Huh? Weird. Weird how, like, Biden gets into office and all of a sudden people are like, ah, it's, we're all healthy now.
We'll have to put that in Everyone's our fine. List of home remedies for disease. You can cure, you can cure disease by electing child molesters. Who knew?
Yes.
Nobody knew that.
Did nobody know or nobody didn't know?
Nobody didn't know.
I wonder if we should have a host named Who.
A host named Who?
Yeah.
Well, we've got three stations. Would we want to put them on first?
What's on second?
I don't know. Third base.
I'm just thinking for all the times we say, I don't know who. Yeah. You know, like, who knows? Who does know?
Well, yeah. That was actually my plan. Nobody's done it yet, but my plan was if I was talking to a reporter and saying ambiguous things and they just kept pushing for, do you mean this or do you mean that? Do you mean this or do you mean that? My final get out of this response was, I don't know, third base.
You are a crafty gentleman, sir.
It's a sick world, and I'm a happy guy. Take a tip from your Uncle Rich.
And then also I brought in a bit, apparently we were talking before the show started tonight, about Tulsi Gabbard. And her views on things.
She's adorable.
She is an attractive woman. there is some legislation being proposed, something along the lines of a Domestic Terrorism Act,
mm-hmm.
Something, you know, along that phraseology for the name of the thing. According to Tulsi Gabbard, this particular Domestic Terrorism Act bill would have half of the country be terrorists.
See, she's not a real Democrat because she says that like it's a bad thing. And every Democrat knows that all Republicans are terrorists, and every real Republican knows that all Democrats are terrorists.
Well, we know that government is a terrorist because it meets the definition.
Yeah.
Particularly a domestic terrorist.
So you're a real libertarian because you know they're both a bunch of terrorists.
Which makes them want to label me a terrorist as well, because they do include libertarians in their list of things. You know, white supremacists, yeah, I don't
know. Why do they lump us in with that? Can't we be our own kind of terrorists? Do we have to be lumped into right-wing terrorists? Because I don't feel right-wing, and well, I never have.
No, I'm not right-wing either, and in fact, I spend a lot of my time making sure I'm equally upsetting to both the left and the right.
Yes. I mean, sometimes it takes work, you know, they are snowflakes on both sides.
Every now and again,
definitely make them cry if you work at it.
Every now and again, someone will be like, hey, you leaned a little bit left on last night's show, and so the next time I do a show, I'll try and, like, make up for it by, like, I don't know, you know, saying something right-wing.
Yeah, see, I don't mind leaning a little left one way or a little right one way or the other for a night, but, you know, I don't want to be mistaken for either of these camps, because both left and right is made up of people who run your life,
yes,
want to run your life, and differ only in how they want to run it, you know, whereas I'm a person, I don't want to run your life. I don't care how you do it. You can do it left. You can do it right. You can do it center. You can do it with a dolphin. I don't care. Just, you know, don't do it with any people that object.
Yeah. I mean, again, my philosophy, and I think you share the philosophy, is do whatever you want as long as you ain't harming anybody else or their property. Yeah.
Which, it's kind of funny that actually, what's the religion that most closely matches that philosophy?
Is it Buddhism?
Wicca.
Oh, it is Wiccan. You're because right, yeah.
The Wiccan read is, and it harm none, do as thou wilt, shall will, be the right. Whole of the law. So, which, translated into modern English, means if it doesn't hurt anybody, then the law, what you can be forced to do, is effectively nothing.
Yeah, we see this repeatedly throughout all history and all culture. Right? Do unto others as you would have done unto you, that type of a thing, right? I was mentioning Saturday night, Doctor Who, the longest running science fiction series of all time, has a saying. It is, never cruel, never cowardly, and if you ever are, always make amends. It's all kind of the same thing.
Groovy.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
What if you want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, but all you have is your phone, you forgot to download our archive, and you have no data connection? You can call our listen line at 641-793-0191. That's a long-distance number, so you may incur charges. If not, listen as long as you want. 641-793-0191. The Free Talk Live listen line, 641-793-0191.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it! You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the live Monday night edition. A Our telephone number, if you'd like to join the conversation, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And nobody.
And I've got this, I hesitate to call it an article because it's really just a blurb. There's a little bit of a video, but, you know, nothing much to write home about. But I thought it was interesting because the headline reads, "Protesters torch COVID test center in Holland on first day of curfew."
Wow.
The little blurb says, "Protests against coronavirus restrictions descended into violence across Holland." Is fire violence?
Generally burning down something that isn't yours is violence, but the suggestion there that's inaccurate is that that was the beginning of the violence. The beginning of the violence was actually the threats made against people by the government if they should choose to disobey. That was the beginning of the violence. The protesters just responded to violence with violence.
Fight fire.
Pretty much, they fought fire with fire.
Literally. Protests against coronavirus restrictions descended into violence across Holland. The country's government enforced a curfew from 9 p.m. until 4:30 a.m.
And that was the moment that it descended into violence, as soon as they started enforcing a curfew.
It's almost like we play, you ever play that Where's Waldo, or do you remember Highlights, a little magazine as a kid, and they'd have the hidden pictures at the back of it or whatever, or Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, like all this type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like we, as...
I think she had a thing going on with Waldo. That's why people... They were always slipping
Waldo
off.
Waldo and Carmen were an item, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, they'd slip off into the closet and everybody'd be like, where's Waldo and where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Well, they were in the closet.
Hey, you can't do that in there. It's a broom closet. But we're engaged. Well, disengage and get back to work.
Nice.
I think the difference between, well, not the, a difference between most folks and folks who call themselves voluntarists, that's libertarians, anarchists, mm-hmm. etc., folks who subscribe to the non-aggression principle, we're able to find the violence when it starts. We're able to identify when it starts, where it comes from, where it originates. I think that's a big difference, because a lot of folks will just say, oh, those protesters are so violent.
Yeah.
And never take into consideration what you've so eloquently pointed out, and that's the origin of the violence in this particular case, as well as the case around the globe when it comes to this COVID crap and all of the government mandates and stuff like that, is that the violence starts when the government enforces something upon you.
Yeah. And for some reason, evil people seem to be good at convincing themselves and the rest of the world that evil isn't evil when they do it. You know, that it's okay to touch children if you're a priest, or it's so, and by the way, my church, if you're a kid toucher, well, the guy nailed to the wall in my church, he's not a prophet. He's the, you know, the priest that was, giving kids a hard time. But,
you've done unto others.
Yeah. For some reason, people manage to convince people that, oh, we're special, and if we threaten you to force you to buy our product or to force you to do what we do, what we want you to do, then it's okay.
Yep.
You know.
And they're special. They make themselves special, and they make you believe that they're special by doing a couple of very interesting things.
First thing is buying off the media so that the media acts like they're special.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the first thing. To me, I think the first thing that most folks don't notice or will have a different reaction to these type of people is if they're in some sort of a uniform.
Oh, yes, a fine hat makes a big difference.
Pay attention to the hats. It might mean something.
It's true.
Also, the shiny badge. Right? Mm-hmm. Folks who have a shiny badge, they could just be wearing regular street clothes and somebody flashes a badge. All of a sudden, people's behavior changes.
That's because they're like raccoons. They're fascinated and hypnotized by shiny things.
Ooh, a shiny thing? Oh, I should listen to this guy. I should do exactly what he tells me. I had an argument with a guy in a movie theater about his policies or whatever. It was one of these movie theaters that serves beer and alcohol while you watch a movie. And
really?
They refused to serve me a full pitcher of beer by myself. I went to the movie. It was, you know, Tuesday afternoon. I was trying to catch the cheap show at 6 o'clock or at 3 o'clock because it was $6.
Buzz.
Well, I live in walking distance from this place in the Seattle area. And so anyway, the waitress refused to bring me a pitcher of beer. I'm like, I'm probably going to drink 2.5 beers while I, you know, watch this movie. That's about what the pitcher contained was 2.5,
sure.
16-ounce beers. And like, it would have cost me an extra $3 or something to just order 3 beers, one after the other. And, you know, my argument was like, why should I be penalized in price? Because, you know, the waitress actually admitted to me that she had somebody, like, dine and dash on her, right? So somebody ordered beer, she served him a pitcher, and they left. And I'm like, you shouldn't be penalizing me for something that somebody else did to you. And she's like, well, I'm just not going to. And I'm like, you know, let me talk to your McManager. I talked to the McManager.
See, I would have just said, why don't I pay you in advance for the beer, and then we won't have any problem with it. I'll pay you for it right when you bring it out.
Yeah, she wasn't having any of that. She had a distinct attitude, and, you know, I wasn't going to win the argument there with her. So, you know, I talked to the McManager. The McManager, you know, while I was waiting for the McManager, I, of course, got on the magic rectangle and looked up the state law about serving. And, like, there's no law that says you can't serve a person by himself an entire pitcher of beer. There is a law that says he can only have one glass. Right?
Okay.
In the state of Washington, apparently, if you're at a place that serves alcohol, you can only have one. You can't be double-fisting it, right? You can't have two beers to yourself. You can't have a beer and another cocktail, like, sitting in front of you, kind of a thing. They're very, very serious about this stuff. So, at any rate.
What do they think the glasses might do to you?
Yeah, I don't know. It's an indication that somebody has been over-serving you if you have more than one glass in front of you. According to the law.
Can you have, like, a beer and a glass of water? Because, I mean, that's...
I have had that.
If I had a second drink, that's what my second drink would be.
I have had that, and it wasn't a problem, so...
Okay, groovy.
But my point in all this is that the McManager, you know, said, well, you know, she's just quoting our policy here at, you know, unnamed movie theater. And I said, well, can you show me a copy of the policy? And he's like, no, we don't have it written down. I'm like, well, how can you have a policy if you haven't written it down? And he's like, well, we just do what the guys in the badges tell us to.
So, like tables, let me write it down that you can smile and be a villain.
So apparently at some point somebody in a badge convinced this guy that, you know, he was the policy writer.
Wow.
603-283-6160. More coming up.
Doodle, Stuart, Harold, and Porkchop. Porkchop is beautiful blonde. The coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. They did a DNA test on the 4 rescues. The first year is just a complete retraining. Lots of love, discipline, and daily upkeep. I'm a registered nurse and a personal trainer. If I eat healthy, then my dog should eat healthy.
DinoVite.com.
They need the vitamins and minerals that Dinovite provides.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Harold, the Border Collie Pit Mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before. Doodle, he's a poodle cocker spaniel. His energy is tremendous. The Dynavite will make your dog happy, vivacious, jump up and down, wag their tails. It will make you smile.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite at Dinovite.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The article of impeachment against Donald Trump for inciting insurrection at the U.S. Capitol is being delivered to the Senate at this hour. Senators will be sworn in tomorrow. The president's legal team will have 1 week to respond. Trial is set to begin on February 9th. President Joe Biden is recommitting to U.S. manufacturing. He signed an executive order this afternoon at the White House that directs the federal government to increase its purchases of American-made goods, remove loopholes from existing policy, and help the nation's struggling manufacturing industry.
Today, I'm taking the first steps in my larger Build Back Better recovery plan that invests in American workers, unions, and businesses up and down the supply chain.
About 540,000 factory jobs have been lost since last February. President Biden also repealed the ban on transgender Americans serving in the U.S. military. This is USA Radio News. COVID restrictions in California, the state with the most infections in the country, are easing.
Effective immediately, all the regions in the state of California. Recall there are five regions that we have defined when we established our stay-at-home order last month. All regions effective immediately are no longer in the stay-at-home order.
Governor Gavin Newsom announced the relaxed restrictions this afternoon. Some businesses like hair salons and restaurants can reopen. The state has had 3.1 million COVID infections. Dominion Voting Systems is suing Rudy Giuliani for defamation. The suit filed today seeks more than $1.3 billion in damages. Giuliani is Donald Trump's personal attorney who has led efforts to spread claims of voter fraud. Conservatives have blamed the company's machines for Trump's defeat, and Giuliani has claimed the company conspired to flip votes to President Joe Biden. Dominion alleges that Giuliani conspired to promote a false narrative about the election. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yes, it's Bad Eardrums Live. That's me doing bad eardrums over here because I don't have limb independence like drummers do. And so I do a horrible job of air drumming. I'm a much better air guitarist because I play actual guitar. And so that makes my air guitaring like all the more realistic.
Yes, yes, it would.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain, joining me.
Nobody.
It's nobody. And we just to finish this off, it's such a short article, I didn't even get to read the second sentence, or third sentence. The country's government enforced a curfew from 9 p.m. until 4:30 a.m. to reduce the spread of the virus amid fears of the new UK variant. In Amsterdam,
so
Eindhoven...
does the virus go out more at night? Is that what it is? Is this a nocturnal virus?
It seems to be a party machine. Right, a party animal.
Oh, yeah, because it's afraid of it loves to go to parties, but, you know, it won't go to, like, riots.
Right, and apparently bars are most affected, at least according to the government, because they like shutting down bars and restaurants. Mm-hmm. So any place that you might go for, like, you know, a good time, you know, for some sort of entertainment or to gather with other people and, you know, some sort of sense of, you know, camaraderie and brotherhood and stuff like that.
Right.
Apparently it attacks those places more so than, like, Walmart, for example.
Maybe it doesn't want us to have... Maybe the virus is afraid that we'll be too united, and so it wants us not to communicate. very much.
Maybe. But also in Amsterdam, Eindhoven, and other locations, demonstrators against the restrictions also clashed with the police.
Yay!
It'd be funny if, while that was happening, there was a concert that featured The Clash and the police.
It really would.
That would be ironic.
Actually, The Clash and the police would be a great double bill. I'd go see that. Are they dead yet?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. So, at any rate, that's sort of the end of that. I wanted to tell you also that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information. Actual cornucopia not included. Neatly organized by your needs. There is no longer an excuse for ignorance of this important world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user already, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines of all the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all in a very slick and easy-to-use website. Visit bitcoin.com. All right, so we've heard about protesters torching the COVID test center in Holland on the first day of the curfew.
Mm-hmm. I wonder. They didn't just throw wooden shoes in it this time either, which is... That's actually the wooden shoes, I don't know if you know this, that they wear in Holland.
The Dutch, yeah.
They're called sabots. And that is the origin of the word sabotage.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. They were throwing their wooden shoes into the gears of the machinery, apparently.
And that was sabotage.
That was sabotage.
So, taj has got to be what? Stopping something or... suffix or something.
Sabotage is... causing something not to work.
Right.
I'm just wondering if you hadn't thrown your wooden shoes into it.
I once knew a gentleman who was half Dutch and half Chinese. So
really?
He was a very tall, large man, but also, you know, with a stereotypical Chinese face. Right.
Uh-huh.
And so we were talking at one point about, everybody's kind of a mutt, and so if you were a mutt, of your own heritage, kind of what would you be? And he's like, well, I'd be really good at fighting, but while wearing wooden shoes.
So he would be an expert at both combat and sabotage.
Sabotage. So speaking of things that... governments do. This from the Spokesman Review from Spokane, Washington, referencing news out of Tacoma, Washington. At least two injured after Tacoma police car plows through crowd of pedestrians on Saturday.
Huh.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the thing is, I saw the film, and it looked like those people were surrounding a different car.
It kind of, yeah, watching it the first time, I was like, once you see the car kind of, leave the crowd of people. And it was weird how the people sort of dispersed as soon as the car began moving. And by dispersed, I mean leapt out of the way in all directions.
Right. Right,
if they had surrounded the car.
Well, if you're quick, that's what you do.
Right.
But
not everybody was
not
quite
everybody
so
was quick,
quick
enough,
because there was at least in the footage contained in this article, it's pretty plain that this particular car did run over one of these pedestrians.
Oh yeah, you definitely see the rear wheel going over somebody. Yeah. I don't know how he got under there, but
I don't know how somebody's
definitely
not,
horrific, and it looked like he was going to die.
Yeah, I don't know how somebody's not dead, but apparently.
LRN.FM.
Wait, what did you say?
I misspoke.
Oh, okay. Well, you can't do that.
I meant to say,
I almost said, oh, poop, and then I stopped myself.
I meant to say, what I was trying to say is something along the lines of, apparently nobody died at this darn thing, but I didn't use the word darn.
Okay, I think you can use the analog of darn on the radio, actually.
No, I use the F word.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, yeah, that one you can't use.
I dropped the bomb on you.
Ah.
Nobody. Wow. I dropped the bomb on
and
you.
I didn't even notice. Isn't that the way of it with me?
I noticed because, well, I've got my headphones turned up real loud so that I can hear myself.
It's a good plan.
So it's a good plan. But at any rate, this from the Associated Press, apparently, republished by the Spokesman Review. Tacoma, Washington, at least two people were injured when a police officer responding to a report of a street race plowed his car through a crowd of pedestrians that had gathered around him and were pounding on the car's windows in downtown Tacoma on Saturday night, officials said.
Wow. Okay, I'm understanding the story better with that little bit of information.
The incident happened just before 7 p.m., as about 100 people were blocking an intersection and watching several cars spinning in circles. So this is these are people, they do things called drifting and that type of thing. These are
right.
You know, people.
They were drifters.
Yes.
But not high plains drifters.
A police car then arrived and then drove through the crowd after people tried to block the vehicle, a witness said. Video posted on social media shows the police car hitting several people and running over at least one person. Tacoma Police spokesperson Wendy Haddo told the newspaper that police were notified shortly after 6 p.m. of the street racer, so it only took them an hour to get there.
Yeah.
When seconds count, police are minutes away.
It's true.
Haddo said a responding officer used his car's bullhorn to address the crowd. The crowd then began pounding on his windows, she said. The officer, fearing for his safety. Insert traditional government excuse here.
Bang!
The officer, quote, fearing for his safety, unquote, tried to back up, but was unable to do so because of the crowd. Now, wait a minute. So we know that he gunned it and moved forward, but this story claims that he was unable to gun it and move backwards.
Well, I mean, he certainly could have moved backwards in the same way that he moved forwards. I think what they're trying to get across is that he tried to get out of there without hitting anybody by backing up and then decided to just move forward. Now, I don't know. I got to admit, I've been in that situation driving cab where people tried to block my cab in and some housing projects in Ann Arbor.
Yep, yep.
And I didn't run anybody over, but I definitely made it clear that I would have pushed, and they got out of my way.
Well, that apparently prompted him to speed out of the scene for his own safety, police said. More Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, the Monday night edition. The old graybeards are in the studio today. That's right. It's myself, the captain, and joining me tonight, it's...
Nobody.
And we have been talking about this article from several sources, but this one is from the Spokesman Review out of Spokane, or Spokane, Washington, if you want to mispronounce it.
Spokane.
Yeah, that's the mispronunciation. Yeah, it's Spokane when you're there.
It but. Sounds like a shortage for a spoonful of cocaine.
It does,
need
yeah.
a Spokane and
it
I'll
does.
Be fine.
Right, yeah. It should definitely be a portmanteau for that. Somebody did a bad parody song or a good parody song, depending on your opinion, of the song Cocaine. But it's like, if you want to get down in the town of Spokane.
Oh, nice, so, nice.
Yeah.
Hey, can you pass the drugs?
At any rate, at least two were injured after a Tacoma police car plows through a crowd of pedestrians on Saturday. we talked about how the police were notified at 6 p.m. but didn't show up until 7.
Yeah, you know, they were definitely in more of a hurry to leave than they were to get there.
The officer, fearing for his safety, tried to back up, but was unable to do so because of the crowd, Tacoma police said in a statement. That prompted him to speed out of the scene for his own safety, police said. One person sustained cuts in the collision and was taken to a hospital, Haddo said. Puyallup Police Captain Dan Pashon told KCPQ-TV... that a second person was treated at the hospital and released. I assume that second person was the person who actually got run over.
Yeah, that was horrific looking. It really was on the video. I just, oh, God, that didn't look good.
Not at all. City Manager Elizabeth Pauly said the officer involved will be placed on leave.
Oh, he gets a paid vacation. Right. How nice for him.
The Pierce County Force Investigation Team, or... That doesn't even spell anything. Wow, what a horrible job you've done, government. The Pierce County Force Investigation Team will handle the case, Pauly said. Interim Police Chief Mike Ake I don't know why they have an interim police chief, but he released a statement saying that he was concerned about another use of deadly force incident and promised his department's full cooperation in the investigation. And we know how this is going to go.
They're going to investigate themselves and find that they did nothing wrong.
That's exactly how it's going
to
go.
And that's just about, and it's not probably unique to the police. I mean, if you ask the mafia to investigate themselves, I'm sure that they would find that the mafia did nothing wrong.
Right.
If you get the Republican Party or the Democratic Party to investigate themselves, any criminal organization that you ask to investigate itself,
will probably find
that it did nothing wrong.
So perhaps it's only common to criminal organizations.
Could be. Of course, if you get an organization that hasn't done anything wrong to investigate itself, it too might determine that it hasn't done anything wrong.
That's a very good point.
The unfortunate thing is it all comes out the same.
Okay, so let's say you've taken a job as a police officer in Tacoma, Washington.
Oh, let's say that I haven't.
Just hypothetically. And you're called to this
Let's
scene.
Let's say it was you, hypothetically, who did this.
Okay. The reason I'm...
Nobody got time for that.
In a libertarian society, what would the police officer have done?
He would have morphed into a security guard, realized that nobody was damaging whatever property he was charged with protecting, and then he would have just pissed off, in which case the people would not have been pissed off, and thus probably wouldn't have been surrounding his car and banging on the windows. Yeah. People never do that to me, because I'm not a threat to anybody.
It's interesting how, like we've been talking about, when folks are wearing a certain uniform or driving in a vehicle with certain markings on it that type of a thing, that a lot of the population does not realize that that is a threat.
But some of the population does realize that, and I think that these people at this race were part of that population.
I believe so, too, at least in part where they were having some fun. There was a crowd of them, and this particular person threatened to end their fun.
And you never know. Sometimes when they do that, they just randomly and casually end your life while they're at it.
It's true, particularly if they, quote, fear for their life, unquote.
And this seems to have been a fearful one. They're the most dangerous kind. The cowardly cops are the ones that shoot you.
Or run you over.
He had that, too.
Yeah.
And probably choke you and throw you in a vat of acid or whatever. However else they kill civilians.
A vat of acid? Wow.
It could happen.
Interesting.
It happened on Rick and Morty, but it was fake acid.
Oh, I was thinking back to an old Smothers Brothers routine where the guy, it's a song, but it's called I Fell in a Vat of Chocolate.
Oh, wow.
And it carries on, they're trying to figure out why he, how did he get to a point where he was anywhere near a vat of chocolate and how he fell in or whatever. And that he had yelled fire when he fell in. And it was like, why would you yell fire if you fell in a vat of chocolate? And the end of the song is because I yelled fire because nobody'd save me if I just yelled chocolate.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, it reminds me of an uncle of mine who fell into a vat of beer. He worked at a brewery.
Did he try to drink his way out?
Well, apparently they tried to save him three times, but he fought him off.
there's a movie called Beer Fest. It's pretty old, I guess 15 years or so. And yeah, the guy catches some sort of arch enemy trying to fool around with, you know, whatever it is. They're making the perfect beer or whatever. And the guy gets pushed into a vat of beer and he goes up to the edge of the beer and he tries to pound his way out. And he's like, no, that's not happening. He looks to his left. He looks to his right and he just decides to start drinking his way out. And a little, like, you know, pool, you know, tornado, whirlpool. Yeah, forms.
Oh, wow.
He's like trying to drink his way out, but he's not that good of a drinker that he can drink an entire vat to free himself, and he dies in the aforementioned vat of beer.
Wow. Well, what a way to go.
Yeah. He eventually gets replaced by an identical twin brother.
Wow.
In the movie, yeah. Like, probably nice. 5 minutes later in the movie. Yeah, it's nice.
That's very handy. You should always... I kind of wish there was a spare me so that, like, I could... You know, if I did something really stupid and died, we wouldn't have to tell my parents. You could just send in a ringer.
Duplicating yourself on demand is the way to go, because if there's just a spare you, you've got to be responsible for a whole bunch of things now if there's an additional you, because it's two people to feed, two people to clothe, two people to, you know, do whatever, you know, two people
Can
to make
keep
sure
them frozen?
Two people to make sure you look exactly the same so people aren't like, hey, you had a beard yesterday.
Have a beard yesterday.
But then, like, tomorrow you have no beard and you're like, did you shave? Yeah. But the day after,
that's
like,
okay, you
wow, that,
you shaved.
That beard came back really quick. And you're like, oh yeah, I glued it on or whatever, right?
Oh yes, I fell into a vat of fertilizer is what happened.
I just stapled the old beard to my face or whatever, right?
There you go. Why did the punk rocker cross the road?
None of your business.
Because he was stapled to the chicken.
Yes.
If you knew punk rockers in high school, that's funny, because they did staple themselves to things.
It's true. It's true. All right, moving right along, let's talk about this. From the Orange County Register, California lifts coronavirus stay-at-home orders and curfew statewide.
See, I've read a lot of superstitions from various parts of the world, and never did I know in all the old wives' tales that I read that of electing a child molester president would cure an epidemic.
Yeah, I never would have guessed that in all of my years having been on Earth. I would have never been like, hey, you know what? We could cure this?
Yeah, I mean, I probably would have been like, let's throw one in a volcano first and see what happens before we elect him president. But
I wonder when folks are going to start doing that to politicians.
Well, yeah, no doubt.
You know?
No doubt.
There's certainly plenty of volcanoes on the planet.
Yeah, and then you get somebody like Joe Biden. He's the lowest of the low because it's like cop, child molester, and politician in prison. He'd be in trouble.
I think he's just biding his time until Camel Toe Harris takes over.
Oh, good luck.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
The LRN.FM social media channels have been revamped. We've eliminated Facebook and focused on other platforms like Twitter and Mastodon, the decentralized alternative to Twitter. On our accounts, you'll find posts from multiple LRN.FM show hosts together in one place. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.lrn.fm, or better yet, move to the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm, toot.lrn.fm. I think...
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542.
5542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.